Good afternoon, friends. Thank you for joining us today. It's lovely that you're able to give of your time just to watch a short devotional message. You can't help but notice, I'm sure, this hall behind me. Many years ago, this hall was situated in the town of Six Mile Cross. It was the Six Mile Cross Evangelistic Hall. And Ian Paisley, as a young man, preached his first sermon in this very hall way back in 1942. And then a good number of years after that, it was the meeting house for the Free Presbyterian congregation in the town of Six Mile Cross. And around about 1980, it was moved to its present location. And it stood on this site for well over 40 years now. And it used to be the lecture hall for the Whitfield College of the Bible. I was due to go into Bible college back in 2002. 19 years ago. Instead, I went to Australia for a couple of years and then started the college in 2004. And it's just remarkable. It's so hard to believe that 17 years or more have gone by since I've attended my first lectures in this hall. It's amazing how quickly the time goes by. I can still remember sitting the entrance exams in this hall, and that was about 2 years before actually starting the college. And time has gone by so quickly. I remember attending the first lectures, Greek, I think was the first one. And it was a bit of a baptism of fire because I'm not the sharpest tool in the box. And then homiletics, hermeneutics, theology, different classes, exegesis, and different things, Christian doctrine, all held in this hall all of those years ago. So just a shout out to some of the other students that were there at that particular time. I trust God's blessing you and encouraging you in these days. But I look back over the life that the Lord has given me, coming to Christ, coming to assurance of faith at the age of 13, coming up into 19 and 20, the Lord maybe doing a deeper work of grace in my life at that time, feeling the call of God around about the age of 21 into full-time Christian work, and then at the age of 24 going out to Australia for a couple of years, 26 in the Bible college, getting married at 28, ordained at 30, 12 years in Coleraine, and now about a year in Lisburn. And life is just going by so, so quickly. And you just stand in amazement of the Lord's grace and the Lord's goodness. God is good, isn't he? You know, Paul said, writing to the church at Ephesus, "Unto me, who am less than the least of all saints, is this grace given, that I should preach among the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ." And truly, the Lord is good and the Lord is faithful. I can remember promises that God gave me before attending Bible college here, with all my struggles within and fears without, yet the Lord has been faithful. He's kept his promise. And just one verse of scripture to leave you with. Maybe God has been speaking to you, some young people that are listening, about going on with God, going through with God, doing something more for God. And the Lord will put his hand upon your heart and upon your life and call you into full-time Christian work and service. Here's a lovely verse from 1 Timothy chapter number 1. Paul, speaking about the gospel, says, "According to the glorious gospel of the blessed God." Isn't that lovely? The glorious gospel of the blessed God, which was committed to my trust. God has put me in trust and many others in trust with the glorious gospel of the blessed God, the good news of Jesus Christ coming into the world to go to a cross, to die for our sins. And then in verse 12 he says, "And I thank Christ Jesus our Lord, who hath enabled me, for that he counted me faithful, putting me into the ministry, who was before a blasphemer, a persecutor, an injurious, but I obtained mercy, because I did it ignorantly in unbelief. And the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ was exceeding abundant with faith and love, which is in Christ Jesus. I thank Christ Jesus our Lord, who hath enabled me, for that he counted me faithful, putting me, sinner like me, into the ministry, the greatest work in all the world, to preach the precious gospel, the glorious gospel of our blessed Lord and Savior Jesus Christ." I wonder, have you responded to the message of the gospel? Have you trusted Christ as your Savior? Have you turned from your sin and put your faith and trust in Jesus Christ alone? I pray that you'll do that today. And maybe God's calling others to take up the cross and to take up the baton and the mantle and to follow through and go through with God and preach the unsearchable riches of Christ.